it's just so amazing to think that, like, when you do what is on your heart and you take that step towards believing in your ability to do things, the magic that can happen. And I want, for me, like, I want to show, you know, my three kids that if you have something weighing on your heart, that you can go ahead and do it. Even if it doesn't work out the way that you plan to, it might work out better, or it might lead you to something else.
Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. And like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. When was the last time you did something that really truly scared you? Something that made you feel like you might just throw up? In today's episode, I meet up with Christy Lockhart. Christy is a mom, a wife, a teacher, and the host of the podcast Start Scared. The minute I heard Start Scared, I knew I had to get Christy onto this podcast. Christy is incredible at inspiring moms to go after the dreams that are on their hearts, those things that light up their soul, no matter what their inner critic says, and no matter what other people think. Christy is so good at showing up in an authentic and vulnerable way. It's seriously her superpower. And she gives voice to what so many moms experience when they start to lose their own identity in motherhood. If you've ever been scared to start something new, if you've ever felt alone and wondered if you're crazy for putting yourself out there in a new way, if you've ever felt like you aren't sure who you are anymore, then this episode is for you. Let's go.
Hey, welcome, Christy. It's so good to have you here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. It's an honor.
Thanks for coming on the pod. Would you tell folks a little bit about yourself?
I am Christy. I am a believer, first and foremost, wife to Frank of 10 years. I have two bonus kids. Malcolm is 18. He just started college. Addison is 16. She's a junior. Our biological son together is Bruce. He's 7. I'm an intervention specialist. I work with mathematicians in first through fifth grade at a private Christian school. I host the podcast Start Scared. I wear many hats, but yeah, just a little bit about who I am.
Tell me all about your podcasting journey. How'd you get started with Start Scared?
So I am a huge podcast lover. I think the average person listens to maybe like 6 a week. I probably have like 20 that I listen to. I love podcasts. And I wanted to, it was calling me on my heart to start a podcast because really I was trying to find, discover who Christy was outside of the many hats that I wear, outside of being a mom. And so I wanted something for just myself. And I was like, well, since I love podcasts and I'm really kind of introverted, I could sit in my closet and record something and nobody, I wouldn't have to worry about like making small talk with anybody. I wouldn't have to worry about like what people think because I don't know what they're thinking while they're listening to me. And so I joined a podcasting course. And I named it Start Scared because I have always been scared to start anything new out of fear of looking dumb. What would people say? What would people think? Would people laugh at me? What would they, you know, what would they say or do? Or would they even care, right? And so there were so many times in my life that I just didn't start anything because I do have perfectionistic tendencies. And so I was like, well, I need to just rip off the Band-Aid and I need to name this thing that I'm about to do. And so I was like, Start Scared. Let's do that.
I love that. That's so cool. And have you been doing it for how long now?
I launched my first episode February 2021. So
does it still scare you?
Oh yeah, every day. And it, when I'm trying to think of like a podcast topic, is this dumb? Will people like it? Will people resonate with it? But as I start to just discover who I am. I have gotten to the point where, yes, sometimes, you know, the analytic piece, you know, is like, oh, I wish more listeners would be here. But I feel like the people who need to be here, the people who are listening to the podcast are my people, right? And mm-hmm. I don't need people to listen to it who won't find value in it, who don't like my voice or the fact that I talk really, really loud, or I drop an occasional F-bomb every once in a while. You know what I mean? And so if they don't like that, then they shouldn't be listening, and that's okay. But the people who are listening, or even if one person listened to it, then, and they found value in it and they felt seen, heard, and understood, then that makes all the difference in the world.
I love so much about this. Like, I love how you started scared. I love how you're still going, even though you're totally acknowledging, like, yeah, you're still scared. I think that's so incredible. And there's so much of what you said, I think, that can resonate with so many women, like, especially with so many, like, working moms. And, like, you mentioned, like, you wanted something for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's why one of the reasons that you started this podcast. And you said during the process of podcasting, you're kind of discovering a little bit about who you are. Can you speak more about what that's kind of been like?
I have discovered, like, I am, and I'm not at all, like, perfect, and this is still a tough thing for me. I have very, very little belief in my ability to do things. And, you know, my mentor always says, you know, borrow belief in me, you know, until you believe in yourself. And I feel that that's so important. And every single step I take, every rep I make for, you know, this podcast or keeping a promise to myself, I grow a little bit more confident. I'm not fully confident in, you know, who I am and able to completely rock that, just being completely transparent. But I feel like it's just being able to do something that I never thought that I would be able to do. That, oh my God, I'm the host of a freaking podcast that people listen to around the freaking world. Like, what? That's insane to me. This girl from north of Austin, Texas, who's a teacher, and now I have this podcast. And it's just so amazing to think that, like, when you do what is on your heart and you take that step towards believing in your ability to do things, the magic that can happen. And I want, for me, like, I want to show, you know, my three kids that if you have something weighing on your heart, that you can go ahead and do it. Even if it doesn't work out the way that you plan to, it might work out better, or it might lead you to something else. And, like, for example, you know, I recently left my cush public school job that I was there for 16 years, and I left to go teach in the private sector. And that was so freaking scary, but I was being led there. And if I hadn't have listened to my heart and my gut that was bringing us to this other school, then I don't know what would happen. There's a reason why I'm here, and I'm hoping to discover that while I'm here. But if something's weighing on your heart, then do it. And then that gains belief as you continue to grow, you know, through whatever you're doing. And so I think that for me, just learning to believe in myself and learning confidence in who I am and the voice that I have and the story that I have, because I'm like, everybody does this, you know, like, everybody has the same story as me, but that's not true. That's another thing that I've been learning through this process, is that, like, nobody has the same story that I do. But if they do have a similar story, then they feel connected to, and they feel seen, heard, and understood as well.
What I hear you saying is that podcasting, mm-hmm. going out there and trying something that was kind of scary for you, has helped you kind of explore maybe, like, how to have maybe a little bit more confidence or grow with some of that confidence, and also, like, give you practice at following your heart, and led you to a new job, which is so cool. And I think, like, it's really hard sometimes for, like, moms, right? Like, we're pulled in so many different directions, whether it's at work and, like, with our kids and with all the things to do around the house, and just, like, that overall, like, mental load, right, of everything kind of going through our brain, that it can be really hard to even know what we would want to do.
Yeah.
How can people figure that out?
And that's something that I'm still trying to figure out. And I think that, and that's exactly what happens And I think I can generalize that that is what happens when you become a mom. You are focused solely on this person, this little human that needs you for everything. And it's the same things every single day, wash, rinse, repeat, you know, do it over and over and over until you have completely lost who you are. You have no hobbies. You have nothing to do outside the home. You know, maybe you work, but you come home, you cook dinner, you take care of the kids, you go to bed, and now it's your turn to wash your face and brush your teeth and read before bed. There's not anything that you're doing for yourself. And so I think that was a problem that I had for me is when people ask me, well, what do you like to do? What's your hobby? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really have one. You know, I like to read, but can't really consider that a hobby. With starting this podcast, it kind of just became something for myself. And obviously, as it continues to grow, it becomes more, it's still fun, but there's a lot that goes with it. You know, it's not just fun and games all the time, you know, but it's starting to, I get to meet amazing people like you. Yes. And then I get to hear from them about what they do that brings them joy, that lights their soul on fire. And then I can borrow some of that and try that on and see if maybe I like that too. And so it's just trying, you know, what is something that you like to do? Like I've been thinking about, okay, so like when I was growing up, I was a competitive gymnast and then I was a competitive cheerleader. I love tumbling. Haven't tumbled in 20 years, but I love tumbling. And so I'm like, I wonder if I could take an adult tumbling class. How fun would that be? And maybe my body couldn't do it anymore, but it's worth a shot because it's something that brought me so much joy. Although I'm not sure how well I could do it now that I'm, you know, 38, but also after having a baby.
I think you should totally do tumbling. It's harder or it's different, like, because your body has changed, right? It's probably going to be like an incredible workout for your core.
I'm sure.
You know, yeah. And you'll gain all that incredible strength back. And it might be different, but that doesn't mean it's not worthy of exploration.
Yeah, exactly. It's in my head that I want to try it, but then I also have that nasty mean girl in my head, that, you know, limiting belief that says, oh, you can't do that anymore. You used to be good, but you're not anymore. That doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like if it lights your soul on fire, and like you said, it may be different, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be bad. It doesn't mean that it's going to be wrong.
What you bring up, I think, is really, again, just like so relatable and such a experience that so many moms have, like with this like inner critic, their inner mean girl, who really does stop them a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So I did listen to my inner critic, my inner mean girl for a really long time and didn't pursue like the podcast like I wanted to when I wanted to do it, for example. And I think there are so many of us who do that in so many ways. How do you silence that person, or how do you ignore them, or how do you get past it?
I can tell you what, again, not an expert, not perfect, continuing to fail forward every single day, but figuring out, okay, well, what is the worst case scenario that would happen if you don't do this? Or what's the worst case scenario if you do it? So if the worst case scenario that you try that, or, you know, and that it fails, that you just go back to doing what you're doing now. So you're living your worst case scenario. That's not so bad, you know? So maybe it's going to give you something else to, maybe you learn something more about yourself. Maybe you discover, okay, well, I like this, but I don't like this. And just trying things on for size and discovering what you like to do. Now that you're a mom, now that you're in this different body, now that you're, you know, in this different stage of life, that there is so much more to life than doing the same thing every single day. There's so much more, like being a mom is so freaking important and it is my most valued job, but there is more to life than being a mom. Being a wife mm-hmm. is so important, but there's so much more to life than just being a wife. Because if you are not a full, complete, happy person, how can you expect to give to your kids and to give to your spouse and to give fully to your work? You've got to find something that lights your soul on fire, that makes you happy.
Yeah, 100%. You have to be willing to, as you said, fail forward. Mm-hmm. Just be open to failing and not make it mean something about you, and also be willing to like really look at like what it is that we're defining as being a failure. Yeah. If any of my friends stepped out of their comfort zone and tried something new, I would be like so impressed and so proud of them. And I would be there if they told me about it. I'd be there to cheer them on the sidelines, like glitter poster boards and everything. They would be incredible to me, regardless of what the outcome is in their mind about it. You being out there, like trying in some way, is inspiring and probably empowering other people to do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
So if you do want to come up with some hobbies, maybe you want to try exploring some things, gymnastics, podcasting, writing, horseback riding, baking, French cooking. That's like next on my list is trying to figure out how to like be the Julia Childs of River Falls, Wisconsin.
All right. I will taste your food whenever you need it.
Well, like you might have second thoughts. There's a reason I've chosen that. I could use a little help in that department, I think. And we're all like so busy, right? Like we all have so many things going on, it feels like. So how do you make time for these hobbies?
Well, I think it depends on like how broad you want to be. Like if you want to like add one thing of fun every single day, then that fun could be a walk around the block. So if it can just be something as little as that, or you can put it in your calendar and schedule it as a weekly activity or a bi-weekly activity or a monthly activity. I personally wouldn't do every week because life is busy around here and I don't think I would have time for that. But I think starting small and being like, okay, once a month, I'm going to do something for me. And then I'm going to make sure that the kids are taken care of, that they don't need me. Maybe I'm going to grab a girlfriend. We're going to go and do this, but getting it on the calendar. So one, you have something to look forward to. And two, you have an appointment on your calendar, like a doctor appointment that you're not going to break with yourself.
100%. I think just making some space for it. And what I love about what you said, Christy, is it doesn't have to be a whole day. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be every week. Start small, but just start. Start scared.
Start
small.
Right.
Start trying to just, you know, dip your toe in the water as to like what might feel good to you. Mm-hmm. And be okay with maybe trying a couple of different things, wouldn't you say? Because sometimes that first time when you try something, like, it doesn't always like feel like the right match.
Yeah. And over the summer, my stepdaughter, my bonus daughter and I, we went to it's called the Breaking Point. And it's this building, this room you rent for 30 minutes and you just break stuff. And it was so much fun. So much fun. And it's not something that I would do often, but it was different. It was outside our comfort zone, but it was so much fun. And at first I was like, $80 for 30 minutes. Like that's not very long, you know, but oh my gosh, by 15 minutes, my arms were sore. I was sweating. And so not only was it fun, but it was also a workout too. But it was different and we laughed and we're still talking about the time that we had at the breaking point. And that was in the summer. And so finding things that even if you're not going to do it again, or even if you are like, oh, I don't like this, like you said, just trying it on for size and giving it a shot so that you can see, oh, I really like that. And even if you don't like it, you probably had some fun and you probably laughed at it and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to do that again, you know? So, but you're never going to know if you don't try. And you're never going to do it if you don't put it on your calendar and make space for it, because you're never going to say, oh, when I have time, when life slows down. Yeah, because you know that doesn't happen, because every single season of life has its own sets of challenges. And so if you don't just make the time and put it in a pocket on your calendar, then it's not going to happen.
Do you have any tips or ideas on like how, as you're kind of going about this process, you can like add a little bit of joy and make sure you're not like making this another chore or another thing to do on the to-do list, but really like finding that space to connect with who you are on that joyful level?
Yeah. So I hate to work out, but I know that it's important. And so what I am discovering in working out is doing something that brings me joy, doing something that my body is craving for that day. And so maybe it's lifting weights. Maybe it's going for a walk around the block with my husband. Maybe it's doing bar. But I've gotten to the point where I ask myself, okay, well, what does Christy, what do you want to do today? Not what does your workout calendar tell you to do today? What do you want to do today? And so a couple days in a row, I went on a leisurely stroll on my indoor cycling bike. And years ago, I would have been like, that's not a workout. That's crap. You know, I'm not dripping with sweat, but any movement is good movement, especially if it's joyful movement, especially when it's something that your body says, this is what I want to do. Listening to your body is going to bring that joy into your fitness, into your workouts. And that is something that I've learned hardcore over the last couple months. And like I said, a couple years ago, I would have laughed at this version of Christy because if I'm not dripping with sweat or sore the next day, it didn't count. But now I'm like, no, girl, do what makes you feel good, not because you're following a workout calendar and it tells you what to do for the next 30 days. No, because I don't know what I'm going to feel like tomorrow.
I love that. And then what can we do you think, to empower each other? You know, so many moms, I think, can relate to this idea of maybe just sort of losing themselves a little bit. So as they kind of start to dip their toe in the water and try things out and try to figure out who they are now beyond the label of mom, beyond the label of wife, who they are as a person in this season of their life, how can we empower each other to do that?
Oh my gosh, it's so important to share. I think motherhood can be so isolating, and I think social media has this, you know, perfectly curated feed so many times of what motherhood should look like, which is not reality, or what is my reality. But here I'm looking at it and I'm seeing it, and then I'm feeling less than. So if we share what we're feeling, what we're going through, what we're experiencing, other moms are going to be like, oh girl, me too. And then it gives them permission. And then if you're sharing what you're doing outside of the many hats you're wearing to rediscover who you are, then it gives them permission too. But if you're not sharing, if you're not being transparent, if you're not being vulnerable about what's going on behind closed doors, other moms are just going to sit back and feel like something's wrong with them. And there is nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with the way that you're feeling. If you're feeling like, oh my gosh, this is all that there is, and I don't even know who I am, and I'm just going through the motions of every single day, you're not alone. And that is such a valid feeling. So many people feel that way. But if we don't rip off the Band-Aid, pull back the curtain, show people what's going on and how we're feeling and how we're moving through and experiencing different seasons in our lives, then they're not going to know that it's okay to be moving through those seasons of our lives too. So just sharing, being vulnerable, being transparent, not hiding behind a filter, not hiding behind your computer screen, putting a perfectly painted picture, because it's so important that moms realize that they're not alone. And I think that that's just the biggest thing to me, because for so many years I felt alone. I felt less than, I felt not enough. I felt like I was the one who was messed up. And by being open and transparent about, you know, the things that go on, it's brought so many amazing women to my life, but also has given them permission to go out, put themselves first too, and to go outside their jobs, you know, the hats they wear, to figure out, you know, who they are too, and remember that they still matter.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Christy. And that willingness to be vulnerable and to put yourself out there and to be authentic, that's a superpower, I think. So thank you so much for coming on to the podcast, Mom First. I have really loved getting to know you better. Would you please tell our Mom First listeners how they can find out more about you?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This has been such a joy and such an honor. So thank you for having me. You can find me on Instagram at Christy Lockhart, CHRYSTYLOCKHART. And then the podcast is called Start Scared. And you can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts, wherever you're listening to this one. So I would be honored if you, you know, picked an episode, listened to it, and hopefully you can find some value in it.
That's awesome. Thanks again, Christy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.